Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. During his nightly address to the nation Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced plans to dismiss Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov from his post, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Zelensky said he planned to ask Parliament this week to replace him with Rustam Umerov, who heads Ukraine's main privatization fund. The move sets the stage for the biggest shakeup of Ukraine's defense establishment since the war was launched by Russia in February 2022. Reznikov, who was named defense minister in November 2021, has helped secure billions of dollars of Western military aid to help the war effort. But he has been dogged by graft allegations surrounding his ministry, which he described as smears. The change of defense minister must be approved by parliament, which Zelensky said he expects to happen.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday an inquiry into a U.S. allegation that a Russian ship had picked up weapons in South Africa late last year found no evidence the vessel had transported weapons to Russia.
The panel found that there was no evidence to support the claim that the ship transported weapons from South Africa destined for Russia.
The U.S. accusations raised questions over South Africa's professed stance of non-alignment and neutrality over Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia launched an overnight air attack on one of Ukraine's major grain exporting ports, Ukrainian officials said, hours before Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Tayyip Erdogan were due to hold talks. Ukraine's Air Force urged residents of Izmail Port, one of Ukraine's two major grain exporting ports on the Danube River in the Odessa region, to seek shelter on Monday. This is VOA News. Nigeria is considering applying to become a member of the G20 bloc of major economies. VOA's Scott Walterman says it's still looking at the risks and benefits.
President Bola Tinubu will leave on Monday to attend the G20 summit in India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. South Africa is the only African member of the group of the world's 20 most industrialized nations. He wants to encourage investments rather than rely on borrowing to create jobs. Nigeria is trying to revive an economy struggling with record debt, a weak currency, double-digit inflation, and skeletal power supplies. Tinubu has embarked on the boldest reforms in decades, which have been welcomed by investors, but have brought additional hardship to Nigerians already dealing with a cost-of-living crisis. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Police in Uganda said on Sunday they detained a 28-year-old man entering a church in the capital Kampala with an explosive device he planned to use for an attack there. Authorities were hunting three other men, also believed to have been sent on similar bombing missions elsewhere in Uganda, police said. The motives were unclear, but the Islamic State-linked Allied Democratic Forces has previously carried out deadly bombings in Uganda. A police spokesman said security personnel had picked up intelligence about attacks planned on places of worship and that they had tracked the man. French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne announces an upcoming ban on disposable vaping devices as part of a national anti-smoking plan. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
She didn't say when the ban would come into force, but she did confirm the government would soon unveil its new plan to combat smoking, which she said is the cause of 75,000 deaths a year in the country. The Prime Minister added disposable vapes are giving bad habits to young people. France has banned the sale of electronic cigarettes to those under 18, but it's not widely respected. Promoting or advertising such products is also prohibited. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Tens of thousands of festival goers were stranded Sunday in deep mud in the desert in the western U.S. state of Nevada after rain turned the annual Burning Man gathering into a quagmire, with police investigating one death. Video footage showed costume-wearing so-called burners struggling across the wet gray-brown site, some using trash bags as makeshift boots, while many vehicles were stuck in the sludge. All events at the countercultural festival, which drew some 70,000 people, were canceled after rain tore down structures for dance parties, art installations, and other entertainment. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.